Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Friday, April 16th through the weekend. First, the weather. It's getting hot, hot, hot. Forecasters warn that the afternoon highs will reach into the 90s this weekend. Look for sunny skies during the day and lows in the 70s at night. Let's get things started with vaccines. With the recent pause of Johnson & Johnson vaccines, some Florida residents have been forced to cancel appointments or seek the Moderna or Pfizer options. Broward Health says its hotline offers a solution to any concerns. Broward Health is encouraging residents to call 954-756-6500 to begin registering for a COVID-19 vaccination appointment. The health system says appointments could be available on the same day or throughout the week. Up to 2,000 people are administered the Pfizer vaccine daily. The appointment hotline is open 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Appointments are open to any Florida resident who is at least 16 years old. For more on the vaccine campaign in Florida, go to MiamiHerald.com. In food news, Hialeah is home to a famous sandwich. Time Out has released its best 25 sandwiches in the world list, and the Newman's Jubin sandwich from Kush Hialeah is on the list. The sandwich features pulled pork, corned beef, Swiss cheese, pickles, sauerkraut, yellow mustard and Russian dressing on grilled rye. It's a Miami favorite at the Hialeah spot owned by Mac Kush Kusher. Kush Hospitality Group reopened Hialeah's historic Stevens Delicatessen in 2019, then tweaked its menu last fall during the COVID pandemic. For more on what to eat around town, go to Miami.com. In spider news, there's a new species of spider in town. Meet the Pine Rockland Trapdoor Spider. The 8-legged creepy crawler's name comes from where it was discovered, the critically endangered Pine Rockland forest surrounding Zoo Miami. The zoo says the Pine Rockland trapdoor spider was first found in 2012 by a worker checking reptile research traps. But it didn't match any existing records for known species in the region. More than 2 years later, another one of these buggers, which are related to tarantulas, was found in the same area and sent out to experts for evaluation. A researcher just confirmed that this spider was a previously undescribed species. The zoo said these elusive spiders are some of the longest living in existence and can go on for decades in the same burrow. In masked news, Florida Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran has asked school superintendents to revise their school district mask policy. He wants masks to be voluntary instead of mandatory for the 2021-22 school year. He said masks may unintentionally create a barrier for students and families who would otherwise choose in-person instruction. He also said that masks may impede instruction for students with disabilities and English language learners who benefit from viewing a teacher's face and mouth. United Teachers of Dade President Carla Hernandez-Matt said the union is looking forward to finally welcoming students back into schools. But she took issue with Corcoran's request to make masks voluntary and not mandatory. And finally, Live Nightclub can make some noise. As the club got ready to reopen Friday, the City of Miami Beach announced it would remove a COVID-era noise restriction. The emergency order banned music and live performances louder than conversation level and applied to businesses with food licenses. The measure went into effect September 29th but was set to expire Thursday. That's just in time for the reopening of Live more than a year since the Fontainebleau Hotel Club closed due to the pandemic. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com and stay healthy.